It appears Saratoga Springs will not change the system of government it's had for more than a century. After the Saratoga County Board of Elections counted absentee ballots from last week's ballot referendum, the no votes led by only 10 votes. Former Charter Review Commission Chair Bob Turner spoke after the votes were tallied Tuesday.
I'm gutted to have worked so hard and come up 10 votes short. On the other hand, being involved in the democratic process is a tremendous inspiration for anyone who's involved to see the passion that Saratogians have for their future.
If approved, the city would change its commission-style form of government to a more conventional council-manager style in 2020. That would mean going from a system where 5 city councilors also serve as department heads to a 7-member city council that includes a mayor. A hired city manager would also oversee day-to-day operations. This is the 3rd attempt to change the city's system of government in 11 years. Richard Sellers rallied against charter reform with a group called Success.
It was obvious, based upon looking at 5 years ago, that we likely would pick up additional votes from the absentee ballots, but it was far from certain how many we'd pick up, and it was even better than I anticipated.
There were 18 military ballots still out after counting on Tuesday. Turner predicted that Democrats would support the charter change.
My observation in watching the absentee ballots, as well as my own sort of preliminary analysis of the data, is that the charter did very well among Democrats and was getting about 1 in 5 Republicans.
Saratogians elected Democrat Meg Kelly to be their next mayor on Election Day. As deputy mayor, Kelly supported charter change during her campaign. Her Republican opponent, Mark Baker, was against charter reform. Politics surrounding the charter debate continued right up until the absentee ballots were counted. Commissioner of Accounts John Frank called a special city council meeting Monday to hire an election attorney to be present during ballot counting at the Board of Elections. The 3 councilors who were present and voted to hire the council also ran unopposed on Election Day. They all expressed doubts about the charter plan. Outgoing Mayor Joanne Yepsen said she and fellow outgoing Commissioner of Public Safety Chris Mathiesen had not been informed of the special meeting. That claim was disputed by Frank and Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan. Yepsen called the decision to hire an attorney a misuse of public dollars, while those in favor said the attorney was hired to ensure any representatives in attendance don't attempt to alter the count. Richard Sellers suggested the charter revision would have been more popular if the existing form of government was tweaked to find efficiencies rather than a complete overhaul, as was successful in 2001.
The charter should have been reviewed and with changes recommended. This was never done. That was a mistake and a poor service to the city.
Turner said he did not know what his next steps would be, but the push to change the charter is bound to appear again on a future ballot. The city code calls for a review of the current charter at least once every 10 years. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.